On a reservation in Arizona, there's a tiny radio station marking its first year on the air. KYAY is owned by the San Carlos Apache tribe. It's become a window into the isolated reservation and a source of news and entertainment. NPR's Kirk Sigler has been listening.
From a cinder block building in a dusty lot on the edge of San Carlos comes KYAY 91.1 FM, the voice of the San Carlos Apaches. The station's general manager, Lynn Key, says there's symbolism behind those call letters.
It's kind of an expression, native expression, you know, that say KA, you know, you like something, or it's kind of like the Anglo version of wow.
KEA does play traditional music from the San Carlos Apaches. It's also the place to hear hits that are popular right now across Indian country, such as this one from the band Northern Cree. It starts out like traditional music. I read your status last night. The song is called Facebook Drama. It's definitely free-form radio, with the playlist sometimes a free-for-all. Sweet, beautiful you. KA is on everywhere you go in San Carlos, coming out of car windows, in the town's only cafe, inside the cramped tribal government offices.
The San Carlos Housing Authority, thank you guys for all tuning in. Vondell, Vodell, Sharon, Yvonne.
Often a DJ will speak in a mix of English and Apache.
The last day to enter Nivo, a call on Leco. On a basketball tournament, it's Congo, men, women.
Radio station's central role in the community was galvanized this past spring when the power went out. The San Carlos Apache Reservation is at the end of the line of an aging power grid. People here are used to blackouts, but this time the power went out for 58 hours. No water, no lights, nothing, except KA.
During that time, just like we'd planned, it, just like it was supposed to, the solar power kicked in.
Ken Duncan Jr. of the tribe's planning department says the station stayed on the whole time thanks to a 7-kilowatt solar system that's installed just outside the building.
And we have a shed here that has the inverters that convert it from DC to AC.
Duncan says KA became the only place for people to find out where the tribe was distributing batteries and ice, where to get medical help. Manager Lynn Key says this was the moment the station started becoming a fixture here.
It is something new for the people, so it's been a learning experience for everybody here in the community.
Next up, plans for more community affairs shows. And this fall, Key says he hopes to broadcast the San Carlos Braves high school football games, play-by-play, probably over an iPhone. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.